Welcome to the five-step sales process. I'm Tad James, and this is the first of two programs on the five-step sales process. I generally begin trainings by asking how many people here are in selling. So ask yourself that question. Are you in sales? Think about it for a minute. Personally, I think everyone is in sales. I think no matter who you are, you're going to spend at least some part of your day or some part of your time selling something. And so that's what I want to talk about, is how do you communicate your ideas the most effectively? Perhaps you're selling your ideas about what you think ought to be done. Perhaps you're selling products or services. Even if you're not selling, you're interacting with people. You may be interacting with customers. And even if you're not doing any of that, you're probably going to have to convince your kids to stay off of drugs. So the question is the drug dealer or are you a better salesperson? And the five-step sales process is simply about how do you communicate your ideas? Totally communicate your ideas in such a way that they become palatable, in fact, interesting to the other person. The five-step sales process is a technique that also includes neuro-linguistic programming. So I want to talk a little bit about neuro-linguistic programming at the practitioner and a little bit about it at the master practitioner level and how that works and how this ties in the entire thing. I took my first sales training a long, long time ago. I think it was 1968 from a guy named, I think his name was J. Douglas Edwards. And I was already selling radio advertising at the time. And I said to myself, I'm a great salesperson. I don't need this. But I'd actually never been trained formally in sales. I spent a lot of time selling before I'd actually taken my first sales training. And all of a sudden, a whole new world opened up to me because there were a lot of things I didn't have any idea about that made a big difference in my selling. My closing ratio went up. My income tripled in the year after that. And I thought, wow, this is fabulous. This is really great. Now, the fact is that I've gone on since then to train other people in selling. And I think the first time we went in to train someone in NLP and sales training was Northwestern Mutual Life in Honolulu. And we were hired by the management level folks at Northwestern Mutual Life. And we had the marvelous task of going in and training life insurance salesmen who were making about $300,000 a year. And of course, I thought to myself that they thought to themselves, I'm sure, what in the world can he teach us? Yet by the end, we got 100% positive response from the group. So I think that the best approach to these two programs is to look and see all the things that we're going to offer in these two programs and notice if they make any sense to you. Notice if there's something that you can use. I don't expect that everything I share with you in these two programs will make a lot of sense, but I do expect that there'll be some gems in there that will make a difference for you. And just sort of take everything in, do the exercises if we suggest them to you. And that's going to be the easiest way to learn the five-step sales process. I get paid a lot of money for doing the five-step sales process in business. In fact, currently my rate is about $16,000 a day for working with people and teaching them this particular technique. So I know that it really works. And I know that if you use it, it will absolutely increase your selling capability. One of the most fun times I had in teaching this was we went to the International Trading Group. These guys were commodities futures brokers, and they were licensed by the U.S. government to sell commodities futures. I went into their office, and I think there were about 15 offices. And the office that I worked with was number 8 out of number 15. We did a simple one-day training with them. I think there were about 25 people there. And I shared with them just a portion of what I'm going to share with you. At the end of the time, their office jumped up to number 1. And I'll tell you what, it totally blew off the doors of the entire International Trading Group company. And they just couldn't figure out what we had done in Honolulu to increase the sales so dramatically. The best example is a guy who had been called, I think he must have been called 20 or 30 times by the International Trading Group people. And they recorded their phone calls, by the way, it was required by law. So all the commodities futures brokers sold only by phone and all the phone calls were recorded. And we played the tape in our follow-up session, which was several months later. And the tape went something like this. The customer says, hello. And the salesperson says, hello, this is so-and-so from International Trading Group. And the customer says, is this International Trading Group? I've told you people, don't call me here. Please don't call me. I can't stand it. This is about the 10th time you've called me. And the salesperson on the phone says he slows way down. He matches his tone of voice. He slows way down. He matches the content chunks. He matches the speed of this guy's processing in his tone of voice. And he says, I really understand how you're feeling. I get a sense of what's going on for you. He said, we haven't given you anything solid, anything you can get a grasp on, anything you can get a hold of. And the guy on the other end of the phone says, yes, you're absolutely right. And the salesperson says, well, if I were to show you something that had real solidity in terms of an investment, something you could get a hold of, something that really felt good to you, that would be something you'd want to do, wouldn't it? And at the end of the phone conversation, the salesperson had a $15,000 sale. Now, these techniques may seem to be way out or magical, but the fact is they do work. And at the end of his phone call, this salesperson had 3 times the average sale that the company generally had prior to that. By the end of 30 days, International Trading Group in Honolulu was number one. They were the number one in the company. And of course, the head of sales training flew out to Honolulu to find out what had happened. So as I share with you what I'm going to share with you in these two programs, I want you to know I've trained many, many people in selling, and we've produced some results that seemed absolutely phenomenal. We've increased people's sales dramatically, and if you use these techniques, they absolutely will work. I think our most interesting one to date was working with Stiles Precision Components. When I began to work with Gordon Stiles, I said to Gordon, Gordon, what's your biggest problem? And he said, my biggest problem is that we're not closing as many people as we should. He said, I think we only close 40% of the people that we see. And I said, so what would it be worth to you if we could increase your closing ratio by as little as 20%? And he said, it would be worth anything you asked me. So that's a real opportunity. And I figured we could increase their closing ratio by as little as 20% because the salespeople there had never been trained before. Well, that was really exciting. That was really, really exciting for me. So we went in, we did a sales training in October of 1 year. And by March, and we charged 10,000 pounds a day for 2 days, which is 20,000 pounds total. And by March of the following year, they had increased their sales and they had actually made a 20 million pound sale based on the sales training. The quote that Gordon wrote us, he actually said, since we've taken your training, we've closed 100% of the bids in which we've been competitive. Now that's exciting. We took their closing ratio from 40% to literally 100% of the bids that they knew about and were competitive on. They closed all of them. That's a dramatic increase. And that's the 5-step sales process. It's a combination of NLP and a very simple to learn, easy to learn set of techniques that is easy for you to know where you are. So let's look at the first page, which is page 85